Snoop has a video out. I'm sure most of us have seen it. Some of you may have not, but anyway, it's called Lavender. It features Snoop pointing a gun at a clown version of Donald Trump. So we all know earlier in the week, Trump took to Twitter to fire back at Snoop, specifically for the use of a gun against the fake president in the clip. President tweeted, "Can you imagine what the outcry would be if at Snoop Dogg, failing career and all, had aimed and fired the gun at President Obama? Jail time." Donald Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, said Snoop owes the president an apology. Take a listen.
"It's totally disgraceful. Snoop owes the president an apology. There's absolutely nothing funny about an assassination attempt on a president. And I'm shocked at his, I'm really shocked at him because I thought he was better than that. You have a protest. That's fine. Make your point. But it should never be. He has to learn that they need to respect the office of the presidency. There are many things that the people could have done that would be offensive if, in fact, it was still President Obama. And I think we can all think of what those would be. And just because you want to hide behind the guise of artistic capabilities or our freedom of speech doesn't make it right. And Snoop knows that, and he played very close to the line here."
It's also being reported that the Secret Service is aware of the clip, though it's unclear whether the agency will actually investigate to see if Snoop poses a real threat.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is a story that's gaining, you know, some legs. People are talking about it, you know, and they're right. We would be upset and have been upset, you know, if they talked about President Obama in the same vein. You know, all the stuff that was out there about the president, we didn't like it.
I'm certain that Snoop doesn't pose a real threat at all. But where we have to be smart about this, young brothers and the people who are the truth tellers, where we have to be smart about this is the way that they will bend it and twist it. And here's the problem. We run into the route of, if something happens, then do you get brought in as the copycat version, the reason that spurred an action? Because there's some idiot sitting at the house who's willing to really carry this out. There is an idiot sitting at his house who's willing to carry this out. You don't want to be tied to that. You know, he's an artist. He has a right
as
an artist to do his art in any form or way that he has. The problem with this is there is an office in this country called the president, and you have to respect the office. You really do. Whether you want to or not.
Or at least you should.
To respect the office. Yeah. I mean, they got laws. Look, I'm telling you, man. And so, you know, I would hate for anything to come down. And everybody that's coming to Snoop's defense, I understand.
Like, Bow Wow.
Smart, but just be smart with what you say. See, don't compound the problem here. You know, attacking the first lady, let me tell you the danger of this, young brothers. Listen to me. When they called our first lady, Michelle Obama, an ape in heels, the mayor of that small country hick town in West Virginia ain't the mayor no more. And neither is her girl that she was on the phone with. That's over that. You start messing around with this man's wife, and you start making disparaging comments about this man's wife, who ain't in this at all now. The hell that come down behind messing with these people's family is great, man. Y'all got to be smart now. Y'all got to be smart, because they got other ways of getting you. I'm telling you. Oh, they start flipping through your tax returns. They can find something. They can make it real funky difficult for you, man. So you gotta be smart, man. You gotta be smart. Yeah. You can't just fire off in this world no more like this. Mm-mm. All this stuff is recorded, traced. We have to be smart. It's not that you scared or that make you a punk or nothing like that, but you gotta be smart, man. Yeah. These cats is business, man. They business on a whole nother level.
And like it or love it, he's the president. Even if you don't like him, you got to respect the highest office in the land. You know, just have some respect for the office.
Man, because look, I've had a relationship with Snoop. I love Snoop. That's my dude, man. We always cordial and respectful one another. Bow Wow, always cordial and respectful one another. Me and T.I., I ain't had no problem with T.I. You know what I'm saying? I love the dude. But I'm just saying, brothers, be smart now. Be smart. Because if we're going to start pulling back our bow and arrow, shooting it, remember, they got one, too. They shots going to come a little bit different. Now, you ain't got to be scared of nothing, and that don't make you a punk, but you got to be smart. Because all y'all talking got money. You got money, man. You got money. And they know how to go after that money. Just be smart. Handle your business, but let's just be smart. But let me tell you, just man, lead the first lady out of this. I'm telling y'all, you're going down another path with these cats now. You start messing with their wives, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I just knew.
You're right, Steve.
Because I'm telling you, man, you go after a lot of stuff. A dude let you do what you want to do to him. But once you get off into his wife and his family.
Yeah.
Little different, huh?
Think about your own.
Think about your own. If somebody come at you, that's one thing. But when they come at your kids and your wife, you different, man. And that go for most men. So I just want everybody to just be a little bit, just be smart, man. I ain't saying you got to be scared of you no punk. I ain't saying that to you, man. But, man, I done stepped out there and made a lot of mistakes in my life. I done said a lot of stuff, man, I wish I hadn't said.
Really?
Wow. Really, you?
Just, that's so hard just, to not believe.
That many, just a few thousand. It ain't been that much.
It's been how many? What'd you say?
I can't imagine you saying anything crazy, Steve.
Wow. A few thousand? What did he say?
What? Just a few thousand.
Not much.
Yeah.
Not much. Who's counting?
Yeah, at the age I am, I can't tell you how many times I wish. I wish I could get
say
it
a
back.
Wish.
I understand the bravado of being a man. I stand on what I say. I ain't scared of nothing. Come for me. Okay, well. Okay.
No. That's not what you want. That's really not what you want.
So, you know, I already come under a little bit of attack, but I got attacked on social media. What you don't want that attack to come from is from up there.
Because it's different.
They different. They going to protect their money.
Steve,
they ain't going to let nobody get at that money.
Okay.
Just telling you, they feel different about money, man. Think I'm lying to you. Go on, mess with that money.
He's smart.
They turn on their family for money.
That's great advice, Steve. And I hope they're listening. I really do. Be smart. Coming up at 18 after the hour, the butterfly in the building with his butterfly blog.